All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa!
And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
R&B money. We up. Tank. Jake Valentine. We are the authorities on all things R&B.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Tank.
I'm Jake Valentine.
This the R&B Money Podcast.
Yeah.
It's the authority on all things R&B
and instruments
and instrumentation.
Yeah.
See, a lot of y'all, okay, are not well versed in the ways of musicianship.
Me.
Okay. you standing on your drip. Huh? You might be standing on the tune. I ain't mad at you. You stand on the tune. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're standing on your social medias.
Mm.
Huh? But you're not standing on the gifts that personify the thing that we do. How many instruments you play? None? Ladies out there, what? Skin flute, that's all you play? Nothing?
This nigga's attacking.
Yeah. This man right here, this gentleman right here. Okay, what you play? You play pimping? That's all you do? That's
the
only,
yeah.
That's the only instrument you play?
No, we don't play pimping. We don't pause pimping.
That's the only
that's
instrument
what
you play?
That's what we don't do. We don't pause pimping.
I'm not talking about you, Jay. Okay, I'm talking about them niggas, okay? We got a fella in the building. Huh? He don't play about his musicianship. He don't play about his artistry. And he damn sure don't play about his name. Give it up for my brother.
Yeah.
My Seiko in the building.
Oh, yeah.
My Seiko. My Seiko. Yeah. How you doing? Good man, come on, man.
Yeah.
Musician.
Yo, this man's thumb.
Ah! Arsenio!
You would love Brazil.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
I got regular nigga hands.
You have to stop. You have to, you can't start off like this.
That's a love language.
This is...
Wow. That... Okay, I got it. So there's certain chords that you play because you're you. Have we ever talked about that in the show?
Oh, man.
Hey, listen, man. My thumb is a love language. It's going to age well. Oh. I'm getting ready to make a page for my thumb.
Yo.
Right here.
Wow.
You better make the page before this shit airs. Somebody else.
Somebody else.
Nigga, I got all kind of fake dumbass pages now. I'm like...
Oh, my brother. First of all, thank you, man. Thank you for coming, man. I appreciate you being here.
I feel so comfortable here. I'm going to take my glass.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. You've been doing some cool stuff, man.
Thank you.
Really cool stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, so cool that I had to be a part of it.
And I appreciate
it. I want to start there. And then we'll go back to the beginning and get into all the intricacies of where you're from, how you got your name, all of that cool stuff.
Yeah.
But that yams.
Nigga.
When I say
a
vibe.
Mm. Crazy.
Like a lot of people explore the 90s and, you know, They figure out their way to just kind of snatch some of the nuance and just like, oh, okay, I get it. I get what you're trying to do. I get dead on.
Mm.
I felt like I was graduating high school all over again.
That was a very authentic record.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Man.
Devin Morrison. I can't even take all of that compliment.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
He was the student.
But it's like, what it made me realize is that people are so hungry for that energy because just putting out the word, like, y'all might need to sing this, it just went crazy. Shout out to Charlie Wilson, because that was my first time here. That's what opened my ears. I was like, what is Charlie singing? First of all, his voice is, he's out of control.
Yeah.
I don't like his attitude. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
But then to go back to the original, like, oh, shit. I was like, oh, this needs to be a thing.
And you made it a thing.
This needs to be a thing.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that there were millions of, you know, interactions and sales and and lots of show money.
An uptick.
An uptick. Ah.
Is what they call it.
Ah.
Yes.
Oh, there was plenty of uptick.
Yes.
For you too, my friend, because y'all did that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
you. How did that record even come about? Give me that.
Something like this. Mm-hmm. We're just men talking and then making music at the same time, right? I used to make a lot of videos about my observations when I travel. And I was like, in Africa, they got the yams that the women in America get in surgery to get. Mm-hmm. So that was the conversation, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I'm always talking about yams and she got a yamtation back there and a yambergini, green eggs and yam. That's just been... how I've spoken since college.
Did you say Lamborghini?
Listen, there's...
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, I love that. Those are fast cars.
You got a Lamborghini right there.
Yeah.
And so Devin, being an equally hilarious young man, made an instrumental called Yams. And then we started to have a conversation over this instrumental. And, you know, we were talking in tone. And then we began to sing a little bit. And then I guess eventually a song was birthed.
Yeah.
You know, I heard I'm supposed to do this when I talk to people.
Talk
to
talk. Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
But yeah, it was
I'm
just
supposed to do this.
Look left and right when you know, media training.
Yeah.
Man, fuck all that, man.
Just, it was a joke. Like, that's all the song was. We just having fun, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like, Devin is a student of commission in all things 90s.
Love that, yeah.
You know?
And you can absolutely hear it.
You can hear it. Yeah.
What?
You can absolutely hear it.
It's crazy. And so, like usual, I'm just having fun, you know what I'm saying? Like, he left and then he texts back a bridge. I text back a response to the bridge. He texts back a damn coda or something like that. And then I put a sax solo on it. And then Max hears it, my bass player friend, and he's like, you gotta put this out, bro. And he's telling me for years, he's like, bro, cool.
Oh, it's set for
years.
What? For
it's
like
set.
3 years, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, every year we play it during Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Max.
It's just, you know,
He would always do.
You said we played it every Thanksgiving?
Yes. He's like, bro.
I mean, what a Yams record.
Stop doing this. He's like, come on, stop this. Drop this record. I'm just like, come on, we was having fun. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to do all that. Finally, we just
dropped it. You were taking yourself too serious.
Yes, I was. Because we fight.
It's musicianship.
We fight for the cool.
It's the code of musicians that just don't want to seem outside of the realm of true creativity. But it's like when you're having your most fun, you're probably being your most creative because it's not overthinking anything. It's
correct.
It's just flowing, allowing it to be whatever the moment calls for.
I think the first musician that I met that I felt like was truly having fun was T-Pain.
T-Pain was having a good time.
Great example.
When I met T-Pain, because at first I didn't realize how much of a musician he was. Because nobody did, because you just kind of wrote it off. Just the public's ignorance of what greatness really is.
Mm-hmm.
And then I meet him and I'm in the studio with him. I'm like, oh shit, this nigga's amazing.
Amazing.
He's just having a good fucking time.
Good time. Yeah.
At no point was he serious. At any moment during the session, anytime I've ever run into him, he's just a fun-loving guy having a good-ass time making amazing music.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it gave me a sense of understanding freedom musically. To me, when I met him, I was just like, damn, he's in a very free space.
Yeah.
I'm going to add a person to your statement that is just that are animal spirit animals in Jazzy Faye.
Oh yeah, Jazzy. The Fizzle, yeah, for sure.
The Finzel.
Yeah, yeah. Jazzy Fizzle.
Been having a good time.
Great time.
Respect.
Always having a good time. Oh boy.
Yes. He's always having a good time.
Briefcase Jazzy Faye.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
But I even say that to even my own self. Like I've made great music under duress, but when I've had fun making music, that's
What if you drop some of those fuck around records?
We probably go to the moon.
We have a Yams challenge
just
on this
video. Go to the moon.
Yo, thumbs up this video, man.
You know, that's
just make sure he drops these records he's sitting on, man.
Just throw a thumb the comments.
So what happens? Okay, you put the record out.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always liked your music.
Thank you.
So I had heard the record before.
Mm.
And then I forgot about the record. And heard it again
in a new light
through Fetty Wap.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How does that process go though? Is it literally just him taking the record and doing his own thing with it, or did he reach out to y'all, or like, you know, because this is just we're in a new music business.
Yes, we are.
We're in a I'll take care of it when it gets cracking.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Or, you know, we'll chase it once it's cracking. Oh, whatever it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So how was that process, and were you guys involved in his release of it?
Well, I was on the road at the time. So all I did was receive a text of the record.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's it. And so next thing I know, I get another text saying, yo, is it cool if he drops it? I'm like, sure. Because again, it's a record that we had fun with. So I'm not, it's not.
Yes.
In your mind. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not like, yo, it's not your baby.
Yeah.
Right.
I was like, yo, have some fun with it. He had fun with it. And even the chord choices he did, I thought it was like hilarious the way he reinterpreted it. Me and Devin having a good time because Devin's more of a stickler for, you know, the arts. And he's like, oh, he didn't do the chord change. The seventh should have been the ninth.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, this is fire. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? So not to say Devin didn't like it later on, but I feel like I'm always down to just let art. Just let it out.
Let the
people decide what happens to it.
Right.
And people would always ask me, were you butthurt about it getting even larger with Fetty? I'm just like, cool. It's different audiences. Because I felt like it was a huge record at first.
I didn't know Fetty had that record out.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Oh, so shit.
I
loved it.
When I did it, when we started the challenge and did all that, mine was Charlie Wilson.
Ah,
and then people... I saw people start attacking me like, yeah, you need to give Fetty Wap his credit. I was like,
oh, it got wild. I loved
it. I was like, give Fetty Wap what credit? I was like, this is their song.
Yeah. I knew Fetty's version through my son.
Which makes sense.
Because, you know what I'm saying? Generation. Like, it was, the younger generation. Like, I knew your record through me knowing your music. I knew his version through my son.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So that was like my rediscovery of it. And I'm like, oh, shit. Wait. I know this song.
I'm like, wait a minute.
You know what I mean? So they cussed you out.
They cussed you out. They was like, you ain't
you was hating, no, you ain't tapped
you
in.
You hating on Fetty Wap.
Yeah, you ain't tapped
like,
in.
I was like, I like Fetty Wap. I like the boy. He got good songs. Yeah. But he not the originator of this. His essence ain't why I fell in love with this.
That was your argument.
That was my argument.
That was your tone during the
that
argument?
Was my tone.
Instead of just being like, you know what, y'all, I wasn't tapped in. I didn't know about the
verse. I was tapped into the source. Hallelujah.
Oh, there you go. You can't argue with
God. They are duplicators. They are replicators.
Well.
But I went to the originator. I went to the source. Look to the heels from which cometh my help. My God. So
the gold around my neck was shining.
Come
when you
on,
said
talk
that.
The talk. Let's go back to the beginning, bro.
Sure.
Let's go back to the beginning. To
the
where
beginning.
This all started for you. Okay. To where, you know, I like to say when somebody looked at you and said, that boy gonna be something, right? That boy got it. Or you even said to yourself, I'm kind of nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The beginning.
Yeah.
I think when I was 8 years old, right? This is back to the church days. So
yeah.
That's, you know.
Go there.
We're gonna go there. I used to always ignore the sermon and watch the musicians.
Yeah.
That was my whole bop. Because they had their own little community, communicating with the hand signals and not dressing in church clothes. And I was like, they're having fun. I like this. I don't want to hear this. I'm 8 years old, of course. I want to play tag at the end of church.
Yeah.
And so my parents noticed that I was only gravitating towards this. And we're saying, like, we got to pray over your hands. If you want to be in the music industry or the music, you know, ministry, let's make sure you're doing it right. So from there, they saw that I had an affinity for learning music quickly. I'm hopping on the drums. I had natural rhythm. I was hopping on the keys. I wasn't singing yet, but I was just trying to play all the instruments, pick up the bass, pick up whatever. And they're like, okay, he gonna be somebody someday.
Yeah.
That's when that started.
Yeah.
Cool. And so then the next iteration of that was when I had to choose a related arts in middle school, meaning you want to paint or you want to be in a band. And so I was deciding, and we had a class in our school that always had a substitute teacher because she never showed up. And this particular substitute teacher, she had a little Lamborghini behind her.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Made you more interested in the class.
I said,
yeah.
What's her story?
What's her story?
I said, let's have a gathering.
Wait, how old were you at this point?
I was
eighth grade.
Not like a seventh, eighth. What
yeah,
is that?
You want to know her story?
Yeah, you want to know. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I said something in my spirit.
She might have need. She may have needed management.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't even know that word back then.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
I wanted to manage something.
Yeah. Or you to pray over her hands. Hands.
Yeah. We'll get there.
We'll get
so,
there.
I'm asking my boys, like, yo, how do I get her heart? And he said, we got to do some research. I look at her binder. It's a picture of Najee Davis in the binder. I hit the Googles. Mm-hmm. I said, that's a saxophone player. I want to be in the band. Cool. And so I'm in the band. I'm learning saxophone like I need to learn saxophone. Every Sunday, I'm like ear pressed on the TV, trying to like figure that out. Okay, cool. I'm on the radio, all that. I get sweet a saxophone. I get sweet enough to learn my first song on saxophone, which was Naked, Marcus Houston.
Wow.
Easy scale. Wow. I said, I can learn that. Learned it, played it for her. And she was like, huh, young man.
You play Naked for her? I like this guy.
It's a savage.
Yeah.
It's a savage.
Yo.
You know the nigga who wrote Naked is sitting right next to you, right?
Wait, you wrote Naked? I swear I didn't know that. I promise on everything. That's hilarious.
I'm just listening to the story. I'm like, the nigga wrote and produced the song that you're talking about.
You are lying to me. That is cool. I'm putting my shades back on. this is too vulnerable.
Hey, this is awesome.
This is too intimate. That's hilarious.
To be young.
To be young.
To be young, man.
What?
Yeah, that's the truth.
You played Naked to the teacher?
I did.
Oh, this is
sick.
Yeah. You him.
You are him.
This is great. Yeah. What a good day.
Fuck. I'm gonna learn sex. And then I'm gonna play Naked and tell her exactly what I would like.
I would like to do. If there's any detention you got for me, Any extra credit.
Here's my next question. Is she doing 5 to 10? No.
Hey, man.
That was hard. Yeah. Fuck.
Look at where this music and musicianship takes us, man. It takes you places.
I'd be reflecting on this.
It takes you to the penitentiary.
Oh, my
shit,
God.
Shit, you keep fucking around.
I'd be reflecting like, man, we can really do a lot, man. But yeah, substitute teacher wasn't there a lot. So cool. All I was left with was the instrument.
Mm-hmm.
Continued to play it. Got kicked out of class a lot because I wanted to learn other songs that you wrote.
Mm.
Unknowingly.
Right. He said unknowingly.
And
right.
So that's all I would do during class. Listen on LimeWire, whatever mixtape somebody brought on the school, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I said, what's that? Okay, that's such and such. About to learn that. That's all I did. Kicked out of class. Cool. But then I had a substitute teacher for band one day. It was this dude named Mr. Holcomb. Big black dude, listened to Charlie Parker type of guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, you going to be something.
Wow.
I'm not going to kick you out today. I'm going to put you in the jazz band. So he puts me in the jazz band, and it's way better for me because I can improv.
Yeah.
And the best part was that part in the sheet music, and it was like, make it up. I said, oh, this for me. So every day I get to just make a solo up. Then I can stay in class and just get that out.
Yeah.
And I feel like from there, it just kept progressing. I'm like, I don't want a jazz band. I want my own band.
Mm.
I don't want to go to this college. I want to drop out of college. It just kind of kept compounding from there.
I feel like your generation was the generation that kind of reshaped the idea of how you learn to play instruments.
Mm.
Because before your generation, it was always very much the structure of Bach and Beethoven. It was just very much fingers on the middle C, thumb on the middle C, and you move from there.
Mm-hmm.
But I think your generation started a thing where the music needed to meet the individual.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because like one of the teachers that teaches my son, like she was like, well, what do you like? And he's like, well, I like Spider-Man. And she was like, okay, well, let's learn Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And so he's excited. He's learning the theory to Spider-Man, but in his mind, he's just learning Spider-Man.
That's it. Yeah. He's just learning Spider-Man. Yeah.
But he's learning all of the theory.
Yeah.
He understands where the
key to all of it is.
The key to all of it
is piquing someone's interest.
That's it. 100%. Mm-hmm. 100%.
And if they taught us that way, we would learn so much more.
But it was everything was, this is how it's always been. It was so much tradition. And I think your generation was a start of breaking.
I mean, and if you come across a Lamborghini.
A Lamborghini will make you
You come across a Lamborghini, make a nigga want to learn.
Do wrong.
If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us." Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being Black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
So you're at college. You're at college.
At college.
Not here, but you're at.
Per Max.
Yeah.
I'm at there. I think, I wouldn't say I felt like the man, but I knew I was an outlier. I used to longboard and play saxophone at the same time.
Hold on, man.
That's like, that image is around on the net.
You were Andre 3000 is what you're saying.
There we go. Now we're painting it.
Yeah, yeah.
Is he rich or homeless?
Hey, man.
Maybe he's both.
Because that is the dynamic.
This basketball photo you making right now.
Oh, yeah. Now it's just hilarious, bro.
Hey, man. What's... I thought we was...
He's supposed to be 6'5".
We're supposed to be brothers. I'm supposed to be your height is what's going on. He said, where'd the monkey come from?
Oh, man.
Putting my arms and hands
away. I didn't think it was going to be like this. Oh, sorry, you all had a question.
I was just longboarding
and playing the sax.
Yeah,
but it's like
just riding around Virginia.
Yeah, that's a hilarious line. But yeah,
but
I was riding around Virginia.
It's like those eclectic type things, and guys, like all the girls are like, "Who's the guy to be riding the skateboard playing the saxophone?" You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I don't know. I got practice right now. I don't know who that nigga is. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But this guy, Eric Benet kind of guy, would get all the yams.
Yeah.
I used to be so mad at you. It wasn't you. This guy's like you.
I said, wait a minute. I was just trying to find my way, man.
Yeah.
You know, and I think I found it.
So does that lead to any discovery in that college space, or is that after the fact in terms of, you know, getting into the business?
So dropping your own music or?
Yeah.
I did, but I think it was beautiful that I could learn how trash it was. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, college humbled me because there were real artists in college with clothing lines and with software to mix their music and with just a lot of professional artistisms.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so I was getting to college thinking I was like the best in the world, all this like mm-hmm. confidence or whatever. But dropping music and losing talent competitions and all that, I like that. I was like, oh, this is...
Oh, you're taking L's too.
I was taking so many L's, collecting them as I was longboarding. I was like, that's mine.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
And so from that, the game theory in me activated where I was like, I got to defeat you. I got to not lose this talent competition. I need to figure out my niche to figure out how to win. And I credit college for that because I said, okay, I got to make beats from scratch because I'm really good off the top of my head. Oh, I got to show you how many instruments I can play. I got to make a song about you right here so you know no one else can do this.
Mm.
And after that, I got mad comfortable. I was like, nobody can do this because nobody is doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Then I started to win.
Gotcha.
And then I was like, okay, I needed those losses to appreciate this win.
Mm-hmm.
I think. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, because I think I was singing Babyface's songs when girls would ask me to sing to them.
The timbre of your voice just told me a lot.
Yeah, I mean, you just went straight. I was only doing original gospel music at the time, so if you wanted to know anything about Jesus, I could hook you up.
The movie makes sense now.
You want a little Holy Ghost? You know what I'm saying? I'll write that for you in a minute. So you want a love song?
All covers.
I hadn't even gotten to the space to where I had even explored that part of my creativity yet.
That's cool.
I just didn't know. Like, I wasn't until what, 2 years out of high school that I decided to try R&B.
Mm.
I said, let me try it. Church ain't paying me enough. And I gotta eat. Darrell gotta eat.
Yeah, they were starving you out.
What? 150 a Sunday?
They paid me in chicken, but I understand what you're saying, though.
Wait, hold on.
You heard a love offering, yeah.
But the love was a chicken?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, that's real. I started out at $25 a Sunday. I fought years to end up at that $150.
Mm. What you gonna do with $150 in these days?
Yeah, they told me the Lord was gonna provide.
Mm.
I said, well, when is that nigga coming through so I can... talk to him.
I wouldn't even been able to sell you niggas no weed or nothing, man. You gonna try to buy the weed with a piece of chicken? Nah, player.
You know I'm good for.
I used to trade chicken for a parking space in Virginia Beach.
Man, here you go. Man?
I
here
swear. Go. Bartering works.
Well, you were getting a lot of chicken, is what you said.
Yeah. I was getting the chicken, and now I'm getting the yams.
Yeah.
Hit the cord real quick.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
All right, so get so we did trade a chicken for parking spaces. We have been collecting L's on our longboard.
Oh man.
And building to our W's.
Yes, we have.
And, you know, putting out our music, trying to figure out how to be a professional in this thing.
Mm-hmm.
What is your breaking point? What is that pivotal moment that says I'm in the music business now?
I think 2018 was when I shifted from SoundCloud to the streaming platforms, like the main ones. And that was my R&B album. You know, it was me trying to say, I'm an artist. I know I'm entertaining. I know I'm talented, but these are records and people are going to play these records in the future and it's going to be the thing. And I feel like the tour I went on in 2018 solidified that I have to be looked at as an artist. Because I'm like, I'm selling out these venues. People are tattooing the lyrics on them. Like, it's all the you're an artist-isms happening. And
purely independent.
Yeah.
At this point, yes.
It's just, you know, me and the people you meet along the way.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the record deal came maybe...
But before you get there, before you get to the record deal,
yeah,
how did you know where to go?
Yeah.
Meaning...
Also.
This tour, right? Mm. And saying, you know, you're selling out these venues. Were you using the analytics or were you just, did you even know about the analytics yet of, okay, I have
this many fans,
1,000 fans and such, so I can probably do a spot that fits 250.
Yeah.
Did you go through that process? Because we want to give these artists who are getting into the game an understanding of
how
not to lose your ass.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like, oh yeah, I'm going to go do a show in New York. Well, nigga, they don't know you in New York. What are you talking about? Yeah. Go figure out. Did you just take the chance? That's what I want to know.
No. It's a great question. I always looked at what the people were saying. Like SoundCloud, the way it was structured was as that song is playing, they can comment if they like it, where they're from, whatever.
Yeah.
And so I would take that, gather some data. I was always trying to outsmart the system, right? And I always would go where the love is. So to continue answering that, I would say I would do a show and then figure out who was there. And from that, it would create the next show. And I think I would just let that be deciding where I should go. So my show on a rooftop in New York turned into a festival in D.C. because I was making a beat and this dude was like, yo, you should do this thing called Trelectro in D.C. Mm-hmm. Then that festival got me attention to say, yo, come do this selection show in L.A. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, yeah, there was mad love in L.A. from the SoundCloud comments. Cool. All right. Should be fine. Go to L.A. L.A. is like, okay, there's a dude from the UK that wants you to do this thing. I said, all right, I'll go over there.
Yeah.
Losing money, by the way, on all of this. Yeah. The plane ticket sucked up all that cash. Mm-hmm. But I knew that people was the power. Mm-hmm. I've been knew that. Because I was just like, the only reason that I was succeeding was because women championed me.
Yeah.
They said, no. This eclectic guy, we choose him. And so I always paid attention to what the people liked and where they were at. And I just go there. So I used to, it was literally a non-official tour. It was like, this show did this. And then I was like, I've been on tour for 2 years. Wow. And that was my story. So just paying attention to people, I think, is good advice. I read the comments. I organized the comments in a spreadsheet. I used to like make my old assistant, my best friend, just like categorize what type of songs they were responding to. We looked at everything like game footage. Like I was very calculated in the beginning and I'm still today. So I think I answered that.
No, I love that. Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah.
But then add the other piece though with the information in terms of how you go from SoundCloud to the DSPs.
Yeah. You gotta talk to people. You have to almost harass people for information while you're not in the in crowd yet. And you have to read anything available and try to figure out the through line that connects it all. Because it was definitely difficult at first figuring out, what does this mean? What are the splits? What's the publishing? How do you figure out how to get this there? But I felt like trying to be open to trying to understand it, being vocal about that, whether it's social media or in your conversations, it was leading to more answers. Like I met the dude that created the STEM platform that allowed artists to upload things and they put it on the DSPs. Mm. I met him early. Mm. It was like on a beach in LA while I was doing my little street musician thing. So I just feel like, again, a lot of this is just, you said who?
I love that too, though.
What, the street music?
Street music, yeah.
Yeah, you know, we'll get them. We're going to mess. That's a lot of who I am.
Yeah.
But I've always been, it goes back to relationships or currency. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, I haven't gotten to where I want to get to is because I haven't met the right person. And so I would always just go outside or do something clever on social media until I would get closer to the understanding that I lacked at the time. So yeah, when it comes to how did I get my stuff on DSPs, I used to email everybody long, annoying paragraphs of questions. I used to follow the person that this person followed and followed. Like I used to try to do all the things.
Yeah.
And it led to a little bit more understanding. And, oh, I shouldn't do that. And, oh, I should do that. And I understand this one. And I would just compound it. Yeah. So.
Wow.
That.
No, I love the due diligence, though. I love
it. But that's the hunger you got to have.
And that's the hunger.
I was very hungry, yeah.
Because.
More than chicken.
Like, it you have to be in. I mean, first, the people business is what we subscribe to. We're in the people business.
Yeah.
Everything else is a byproduct of that. Mm-hmm. You got to get the people there or get to the people in some way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. And that's where you build. But to not be afraid to ask those questions, to not be afraid to take those chances is a different kind of hunger, because then you have to start chipping away at the pride and ego that goes along with you feeling like you're good at your craft, but understanding you're not there yet.
That's what Virginia did, though.
Yeah.
Like, in terms of joking ability, they're great in the DMV. Like, they'll tell you exactly how much they don't like what you're wearing or what you're sounding like. The comments will cook you.
Yeah.
It's all, and I needed that because a lot of people, this is what's in the way. They think they're so amazing and untouchable. they don't need to go overseas because America's only all that matters, all that. If you defeat that, I really feel like that's when you begin to grow. And so once I got all of my ego just destroyed, then I got to build it back up in a better way. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, I know that I've spent 10,000 hours on being in front of people making beats from scratch. So I'm not scared about that. I'm not scared to talk to people. I'm not scared of the no's. I don't care if somebody thinks I'm annoying or lame. It's like, you know what I mean? I've already went through that. So I think that's why that was that, you know, that hyperbolic period of just building up my, you know, industry strength. I don't know.
Hyperbolic. You went to school a little bit. He went to one of the classes. Hyperbolic is not like,
I mean, you know,
you just ain't walking and chilling on the corner. This nigga's just like, yeah, I mean, what you doing with your hyperbolic today? Like, yeah, that's not.
I've done a lot of museum dates. You know?
I've done a lot of museum
I'm just ear hustling. I'm like, oh, subsidiary.
Yeah. Subsidiary. Say that about to add that to my shit. To my repertoire.
My repertoire.
Yeah.
Trust me. That's where you get the words from.
From the museums.
Cacophony? Come here.
First big record.
To me, Love Be Like.
Hmm.
It's from SoundCloud, and that was what made me drop out of school. Because it got 100,000 plays in a day.
I'm out this bitch.
I'm out.
I know I was here.
I said,
Not no more. I'm out. 100,000.
Communications 101.
100,000.
Drop out.
I was coming here for this. I got it. I'm out.
I was coming here for
y'all ain't
this.
Even give me a scholarship.
Man, what?
Yeah.
Peace.
Teeth.
You said Peace?
Peace.
With a T.
Whoa. Yeah.
Like Tyson. Peace.
I'm going to add that to my repertoire.
Are you kidding me? 100,000 in one day?
That's all. That to me, I was like, I'm famous.
Yeah.
That's what I told myself.
Yeah.
And then when Girls That Dance came out, I said, oh.
It's over.
I'm it.
Yeah.
Give me the plaque. But I knew at that time that I'm missing something to get this plaque because I ain't here yet. Right. But we'll be all right. But yeah, no, between Love Be Like and Girls That Dance, like those are the ones where I was like, okay, this is what fame is.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I started to see, it can just keep getting redefined. I've been trying to do this for like months now. I'm trying to like find a way to compare the music industry to sports. I'm like, is it basketball? Is it football? Just so I can gauge the wins a little bit better. Because it's so nuanced. And did we win? Is this the plaque that says we got the ring? Are these your rings? Or is this like a trophy? Is this the MVP award? And so I tried mm-hmm. to do that. And I felt like if I had a metric that I wanted to hit and I hit it, that's the ring. And so Love Be Like was the first one. Because mm-hmm. I was like, 100K, like, that's it. And then it just kept increasing and increasing. Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it's multiple yeah. championships.
Absolutely.
But the difference is in music, you're truly competing with yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Truly. Like, we can say, oh, well, the Grammy and, you know, I won this award at the end of the year. And I guess that would probably be perceived to be what our Super Bowl is and our, mm-hmm. you know, NBA championship. But the truth of the matter is that you're really competing with yourself of yeah. where you feel that, you know, that success lies. Like you said, for you to see that 100,000, that's your Super Bowl.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
was life-changing for
yeah.
you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think with music, we put too much on, you know, everybody else's things.
Yeah.
You know, instead of just being like, this is what satisfies me.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I believe
mm-hmm.
is the greatest shit in the world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that... You even having that story and explaining that, like, yo, when you saw that 100,000, because we can have so many yeah. of those moments in the music business yeah. that in, you know, like in the NBA, you can make it to the league and then you try to get your contract and then you try to, and then you, but in music every day, you can be satisfied by that song you just wrote.
Yeah.
Or this room being like, nigga, that's the one. There's satisfaction in that we have in music that we, I don't think that, you know, other forms have that instant gratification.
Yeah.
You know, I know how I feel to dunk. I dunked the basketball. It's
talk
cool.
About, talk about it.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Talk about
but,
it.
But, you know, seeing a record go the way that they go and then seeing people react to it. the same, you know what I mean? Or even crazier. Like, I always say this, I've never seen a woman throw their panties at somebody for dunking a basketball. She might have thrown her panties about the contract he signed.
Mm, talk about it.
But panty I've talk. Seen panties get thrown off of a, ooh, yeah.
Come on. We having come panty on. Talk, okay?
We
panty. Okay.
Oh, we're going to always have panty
talk. You always
have. This is the R&B Money Podcast. Come on,
Russell's a little
tough. Come on, Russell. Get out of his jacket. He's been lifting.
Come out the jacket. Yeah.
Come on.
We having panty talk. God. We having panty talk.
Get that out of here. Because the panty talk, give it to him.
The other thing about music too, though, is that we can get it all broke.
Okay.
We can get it all broke.
I understand.
Talk about it.
You know what I mean? We can dive into that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When it's like, oh, damn, you date him? That's cool. I probably can't afford to go to the game he's playing in. But you like this song I wrote, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because at the end of the day.
Talk about it. Come on.
It all comes down to the yams.
Y'all good at what y'all do. This is a good show.
It's R&B. Yeah, I don't care how you cut it.
You know what I mean?
I don't care how you slice it. Still a yam.
Still a yam, man. Still a yam. You
freshly braided.
I know her too.
I know why.
Yeah.
Just in case that yam is looking.
Yeah. Just in case. It's the playoffs right now, ain't it?
He said you freshly braided.
Yeah. We know why.
It's always the playoffs for us.
Always the playoffs.
Always.
As in being in competition with yourself, it's just the progressions that make it all make sense. Mm-hmm. It's getting 100 more people in the building.
Yeah.
It's getting 100 more spins that week. It's, you know, I mean, I like the award. I love the award shows. I love it. I get what it is. But I've seen so many historians and even current artists have so much success without it. Great success.
Yeah.
So it goes back to what you're saying. Like,
yeah,
it's about you. It's about your progressions and your upgrades and continuing to be better and build better, and that word continuing to spread of who you are and what you do and them venues getting bigger and bigger. You know what
I'm
saying?
I don't know you through the numbers.
Yeah.
I know you through the woman. Have you heard Tadal? Yes, I have. Here. I like that record.
This man is dropping bars today.
Like, but seriously though, and that is something that that you've established within your artistry and your career that's special. You said it earlier. You were like, you know, I knew women were supporting me.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And that you had your target audience.
Mm-hmm.
You stuck to it, and they become your introduction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It wasn't like, you know, the radio introduced me to you or some playlist or that. Literally, the woman.
He's dope.
He's dope. If you heard him,
that simple.
Yeah.
And he's then dope. It became, if you didn't hear him, nigga, what you all? You don't know about that?
No panties for you.
Oh, man. Like, you've done, hey, bro, listen, you got done some fly shit, bro.
Really? I appreciate that.
Done some fly shit.
Really?
Shout out women, man.
Shout out women.
Talk the talk.
Yeah. What's been your most successful record?
Successful? Definitely Tadal.
Tadal, okay.
Just because of the impact into places that I wouldn't otherwise find myself. Certain countries that I wouldn't have been to, certain people wouldn't have discovered me. Like, it just opened up the most doors. And it's such a great introduction when someone's trying to understand that I'm a little left of center with my approach to R&B.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, watch that video. You see exactly what he'd be doing. He makes up songs. He's inspired by women because you see her walking by the window the whole video, plays a bunch of instruments, and it's quick. I was like, cool. If that's all you know me from, fine by me. It's a good intro.
What's the inspiration of that record?
The flight to Paris for the first time, because I hadn't been. And
when was that?
When was this? 2017, maybe?
Nice. Okay.
And the woman walking by the window. Because I didn't think there were black people in Paris at the time. And I was surprised. I was like, oh. And so I got to show off. Because I know you see me, see you. So I'm about to play all these instruments and just look at the window the whole time, glasses on. I'm just like, it's for that.
Yeah.
And everybody behind me was just like, just gasping, like, what's happened? Because I met old dude, FKJ, 5 minutes prior. Didn't speak English very well.
He said 5 minutes?
Yeah. So okay. As we're getting introduced to each other, he's warming his guitar up, and that's the riff of the song. Oh, shit. And so I'm like, all right, we ain't got to talk then. Let's just, come on. I got drums. Start punching the drum machine. And so, yeah, it was just an aligned moment. I said, y'all got all my favorite things here. Women, tea, Asia, instruments.
So let's just give him some backstory. You know, he walks onto the pod. He walks in here, and we're like, man, we got water. We got libations. You know what I'm saying? We keep tequila on deck, little whiskey, aged whiskey. You know what I'm saying? We like our whiskey of age. Yeah. And he says, yeah, I feel all that. But where's the tea? I said, what? He said, this is supposed to be R&B money. You ain't got no tea? You know what? I do have tea, motherfucker.
And a love cup.
I got tea and I got a love cup. You gonna trump me? Think I ain't ready? I just bought throat coats with lemon and echinacea. Oh, and I got mint tea. I got chamomile. That's, you know what I'm saying? I got ginger tea for digestion, just in case, you know what I'm saying? Your bowels ain't active. I got tea. All right? So this man loves tea. Every time you see him, just make sure. Maybe he'll come out with a brand of teas. Are we branding something right now?
If they cutting the check.
Yeah. No. Fuck they check.
Yeah. If they start in the LLC, you can find me. Come
on. Yeah, but you got beverages, don't you? You got your own thing going, right?
What I got? I don't know if I got nothing. What I got?
What I got?
Yeah, we got stuff closing, opening.
Okay, we can't talk about it yet.
Actually, are you talking about the joint in the overseas situation?
Yeah.
Listen, man, yeah. I'm big for health, and as a man that acquired a little bit more access, I've noticed that white people got all the healthy things just right next to themselves. Man. And I was like, I want black people to have this knowledge, these resources, all this. Mm-hmm. And I think it comes down to affecting culture. Because I think, I love all the plant-based vegan talk, because our interpretation, unfortunately, is just replacing comfort food with just impossible meat. And I don't think that's the... That's the word.
Do anybody know what's in that?
It's
it's
it ain't echinacea.
Do Ray Charles real quick.
You know it's not. You cannot put it in.
Hold on, man. Don't you find it suspicious?
Oh, black man.
Don't you find it suspicious we don't get all the help?
Yeah.
Why it costs so much? Why fast food is so affordable and near us?
Don't you
find it suspicious?
I
find it suspicious, my brother.
Can I call you Brother Tank?
You can call me Brother Tank. Absolutely.
I find it suspicious that we can't even have nothing.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy.
ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Thumbs up to my rap career. Let's start there.
I thought you did a middle finger.
Your top five. Top five. Your top five. R&B singer. R&B songs.
Yeah. That's a great ring, huh?
Masago is here telling us his top five. Top five.
Types are wrong.
Masego.
I shed a tear.
Your top five.
R&B singers. Mm-hmm. All right. First person that came to mind was D'Angelo.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll start there. Okay.
Definitely. That's okay. Where I would start.
Okay.
Second person popped my mind was J Moss.
Ooh. Mm. You act like that? You're out of control.
Definitely. Third, I'm gonna go with Jamie Foxx.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
That's the cat.
The cat. That's the cat, Jay. Yeah.
It's musician talk.
Musician talk.
Yeah.
Impact, Mary J. Blige.
Yeah.
Gotta do it. And then number five spot, gotta go Stevie.
Yeah.
Steve's undefeated.
Undefeated
in so many worlds. He's just
multifaceted. People I try to choose.
It's multi everything.
Yeah,
and he can see. So, but we'll get to that. Anyway, your top five. Top five. R&B songs.
Okay. Top five R&B songs.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta access some cool to get this answer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think I need both for this one. Excuse me.
I am so it's like it's like you ski, but you have the Ten Commandments written mm-hmm. on your ski. Okay.
Betray My Heart, D'Angelo. I think that's a good one.
Hmm.
I think it's suspicious we don't talk about that song enough. that's just me. I would say, was it What You Wanna Be? Y'all? Y-A-W? Have you heard of this record?
No.
Where's my cellular device? Can you pass it? I was listening to it on the morn all the while. But yes, it is very beautiful. It is Where Would You Be? Y-A-W. Oh, I love that you don't know this song. You should listen to it. It's very... It could be a cover and I could just be a youngster. We'll see later.
Okay.
Cool. Butterflies MJ.
Why not?
Yes, have to.
Why not? Need it. Come on, Marsha.
Fancy, The Dream.
Mmm.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Love that song.
That one.
What a vibe.
Yeah. Yeah, would love to hear live.
Sheesh.
Missed. Mm. In J-Moss, Florida.
Huh.
Yeah. Let's go to Florida. Talks about the Temptations. Really liked that one. It was an R&B thing. There was a lot of controversy about him singing that. Love that.
He should be able to sing whatever he wants to sing.
Hey, man.
It's an instrument.
It's an instrument.
It's an instrument.
Many keys.
And he's amazing.
Do whatever you want to do, J-Moss.
Wanted to be him growing up. I said, how many of you is that in that choir? He just said yes. You understand?
Yeah.
I felt that.
Yeah. All right, we're gonna build your perfect R&B artist. We call it the R&B Voltron. And you have to pick artists where you're going to extract.
Huh.
Okay. The necessities from. The materials. We're gonna see who you're gonna get the vocal from.
Mm-hmm.
Who you're going to get the styling from,
mm-hmm.
who you're going to get the performance style from, and who you're going to get the heart of the artist from, the passion.
This is good.
Yeah. So let's start with the vocal. If you're building your perfect R&B artist, who are you going to get the vocal from? That one artist.
Who the lead singer?
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Mm-hmm. It ain't going to be Otis. Who they come to see?
I got to be honest. Give me the vocals from Kells.
Ooh.
I know.
La da 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 da.
Yeah.
La.
Oh la la la. Oh now. Mm-hmm. If you don't wanna find out the hard way. Oh now.
Yeah.
Listen to the song. Listen to the record, please. Mm-hmm. When a woman, Mama taught me a long time ago. They throw that lamb in there.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
I cannot tell a lie.
Robert Lee vocal. Got it. Who are you getting the performance style from?
With that performance style. Give me Maxwell.
Hmm.
Yeah.
With the new Maxwell with the Megan Thee's?
With the Megan Thee's Maxwell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen.
Yeah.
And I said, this has longevity.
Yeah.
I don't want the first tour knees.
Mm-hmm.
You man.
Get out of here.
Shit. Get that out of here.
Drop down and get your eagle on, man.
Shit. Oh shit.
You gotta do your
hair. No, I'm not. Not me.
Almost lost me there.
I respect it though.
Okay. Who are you getting the styling from? The drip of the artist.
The styling from. Get me on. No, can't do that, no. The styling from the R&B. Because we're an odd bunch with the outfits.
Whatever artist you want to throw in there, though. It don't got to be. I mean, listen, you're making your perfect R&B artist for you.
It's yours.
Who's got the drip? R&B. No, that wasn't really doing it for me back in the day. Okay. Give me those threads from Jay Holiday. The flannel with the hoodie in the back.
The hoodie that come out of the flannel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that. Uh-huh.
I'm not.
Suffocate.
I knew exactly what we
were talking about.
Yeah.
Come on now.
You sure? Your final? No, I'm just asking.
I just want to make sure. Who's calling?
Your whole artist is going to have. Okay.
Because that's when I'll know that the art is speaking, because you're not here for the clothes. I need that.
Huh. Okay.
It's kind of a dig.
I'm rolling.
Oh, but no. See, understand that. For that combination, it would be viewed in this day and time as lumberjackish. But that doesn't mean it is not a style that people won't jack. Andre 3000. You know, we can do that.
You know what's crazy? I'm thinking you're going to say Dre the whole time. I'm like, he going to say Dre.
Yeah, that definitely came out of left. Yeah.
No, the passion. The passion.
With the passion of the artist.
You threw this nigga off.
He said Jay Holiday for the drip. I love Jay Holiday. I just didn't know he dripped. Okay.
Hey, yo.
So you said 3,000 for the drip.
Yeah.
Okay. Passion of the artist. The heart of the artist.
The heart. Got to do Michael.
Mm.
Dust. Got to get me. Dust. Who wanted more than that?
What is a nigga going through
speaking in a whole to where he has to right
say
now, too.
That? In between.
Yeah. And there's understanding in
he
that.
He held on to that thing in the air that holds you and said, what about the elephants? What about the sand? You know what I'm saying? That's heart. You care about the things that we can't even go see. Only you seen them elephants. We ain't got that type of money.
He was trying to put us up on Brazil.
What
man.
About
Chris? He was there. Look, he was trying to put us up.
I seen his statue.
I see where you going.
It's in the favela.
What about dirt?
What about dirt?
What about mountain lava? It's burning all the grass. What about lava?
What?
What about ants? What about lion, tigers, and bears don't have a chance?
This is why you can't write songs with him, though, because...
Saying what about lava?
He can make anything sound like it's supposed to be cool.
Lava. Michael didn't care about lava.
Michael cared about lava. But if you look at the lava, it's so much of it. Yeah, it's where does it go? Can anyone help the lava?
Turns into ash.
Can someone help us with the lava? And then it dries and dies. Help us keep the lava. Keep the lava. And those of you who are making lava lamps, how dare you? How dare you extract lava from its place, from its origin, from its home, take it from its parents?
Hey, bro, you must be stopped. Yeah, you have to be.
Lava belongs with lava, not in your lamps. Okay.
Oh my God.
That is on his tea.
This guy, man. Where you going? Where you going?
Is this the Little Bill theme? Oh, no. Never mind.
Is that about the record?
You lost it?
I think I lost it.
He's throwing him off. Asking him what's
I got it. I ain't saying no names. I ain't saying no name where you was. Yeah. Who you was with. Don't say shit. I ain't saying no name.
It's a good show. I like this.
It's a very important segment.
Listening.
Very important
segment. Like the rest of those.
So.
CMOS tears.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, there's a question to be asked.
So this segment of the show.
I'm listening.
Mm-hmm. It's called I Ain't Saying No Names.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's about your travels in this shit.
Music industry.
Yeah. The story can be funny or fucked up, or funny and fucked up. Could be about your audit when you audited the label shit. You know what I mean?
Hey.
The only rule to this game and segment is you just can't say no names. But this right here is Masego.
Masego.
I ain't saying no names.
Okay. Man, what? All right.
Take your time. Get it right.
Can you just put me in A minor for a second as I think?
You musician niggas, bro.
Okay. We could do that. It's a decent story. Max, you know I got mad story. I just got to figure out how to clean this up.
No, we want the dirty story.
We want the dirty. Max, tell him dirt. Whisper in his ear.
Dirt.
Man.
All right, we'll keep it light for the first one as I think of the second one. All right, boom. It's my first time in LA, searching for a deal, using my contacts that I have. And then I land a meeting with a really well-known executive and his partner. And they're like, yo, meet us at the top of Soho House. Mm-hmm. You know, can I say names of places?
Yeah. Okay. You know what I mean? Niggas be at Soho House, man.
Yeah, everybody be there.
Yeah.
See the view, all that. My first time being there. I used to be at the rallies. That's where I would do meetings.
That's where I would do cookout. Meetings. The you rallies.
You understand where I'm going?
Yeah, Soho House is, yeah.
This is
yeah.
It's a little different for a guy like me.
Yeah, I'm sure they don't have the truffle pizza at rallies.
You understand?
I get it. I get it.
I just traded my longboard in. It's a different stage. So I show up to this meeting on time, early actually. And at first they were asking if I... worked there, and I said, these are my famous clothes. No, I don't work here. But they said, sir, you're late.
When you're downstairs.
Yeah, you understand. Yeah, yes. Yeah. And I said, no, I don't work here. I'm not here to park the cars. I'm here to get a deal. So boom, after a lot of, ego taming, I make my way up to the top of Soho House. Beautiful view, nice layer of smog and pollution just to coat the clouds of LA. And a little... heroin needle right there in the distance, just being shared by a couple. Love.
Wow.
And so now I'm here with my manager, and we're just waiting. 30 minutes, hour 30. I've already consumed the very expensive appetizers. I said, who's paying for this? Doesn't matter. Then two men, powerful men, walk in. I said, oh, there's the money. Walking in, my deal's here. Let me just move my work clothes. Let them see my chain from Patrick Henry Mall. And so
the
I...
The middle of the mall?
Yes, the kiosk.
I love that. Understand? I love that.
Yes, it's... Yeah. Gotta fake it till you understand.
No, I still go there. But go ahead. Keep going. Yes.
Well, so I'm trying to talk to him like, yo, so I'm a Sego and I do this and I play all these instruments. Da, 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 da. And I'm just like, I'm looking out at the sky like this is my chance. So I'm just telling him... who I am and why I am the one he should sign. And then I look down and one of them is sleeping. Sleep. Resting. And the other one is just like, yeah, man, you know, he just got back from London. You know how that is. I said, no, I don't know how that is. I am broke. What is a London? I know Estelle. London? I know that song.
I know Estelle.
But I'm not her American boy.
Well, I'm not her American okay. boy.
So he was sleeping, and I was just like, well, wake up, Mr. West. And he woke up, and he said, yeah. Can we do this over email? And I said, yes, we can. And then he left to go to the bathroom, and I had to pay for this on my father's credit card, this meal that we all enjoyed. He ordered the... what is the meal out here? The salmon with the...
the meal out here.
With the potatoes. Yes. And then those house-made chips, I believe.
Yeah, they're house-made with the guacamole.
Pretty good, the guacamole.
Yeah, $50.
Quite expensive, yes.
Yeah.
two glasses of wine. I think it was 19 Crimes at the time. Shout out to Snoop. Good partnership. Didn't know. And that was quite the bill. That took a while to pay off. And then when I would see him in the future... he would just say he's proud of me. And I'd be like, guacamole. But I ain't saying no names.
Yeah.
Guacamole.
I ain't saying no names. Shit.
That's great.
Appreciate it, man.
That was really good.
Just had to clean it up. I was like,
he need to take you to dinner, man.
Oh, no.
He need to take, no, at least.
You got
to. At least. The brother got to take you to dinner,
just
man.
One dinner.
Just one dinner, man.
It could be at rallies. I'd still show up.
And if anybody ever asks you, can we do this over email? You say, no, we cannot.
Shit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's tough.
We're going to do this now. We ain't going to do it.
Mm. It's good.
That's a great story, though.
That's an amazing story.
And it's real.
It's
man.
It's how this shit goes.
This is how it goes.
Yep.
But you guys don't have to be the guacamole guy.
You don't have to be the guacamole guy.
You don't have to be the guacamole guy.
Guacamole.
Because you might meet with me and I might push the guacamole in your fucking face.
Talk the talk.
Come on, man.
Talk the talk.
Shit.
Wake the fuck up, Ryan.
Come on, guys. We don't have to be those guys, man.
Don't have to be those guys, man. Yep.
You either like it or you don't like it. Tell someone you don't like it. It's okay. Let's move on.
Yeah.
We don't have to be disrespectful.
Brother Masego.
Yeah, that story's great.
Thank you.
Great story. Top to bottom. I mean, you're still in the beginning stages of writing some really cool shit, man. Writing a really cool story for yourself, man.
And yeah.
It's impressive, man. We support you, man.
We
find
fans
it suspicious that you haven't been here sooner. But
that is suspicious.
But it's you know,
it is suspicious.
I've watched many an episode.
I'm about to take your head and put it on you like this.
So you got some different product in your head.
Ain't no product, baby.
So glow.
You're gonna see a lot of this.
You're gonna
see a lot of this in Brazil.
Yeah.
Hello.
São Paulo right here, baby.
This is São Paulo, baby.
São Paulo right here, baby. São Paulo, baby.
Oh, he speaks Spanish. I know that.
He's so
I saw on the shoulders.
It's only right here, baby. Okay, baby. You're killing him, man.
Thank
you're
going
to keep killing him, man. It's amazing things for you. Hopefully, you know, we'll get to be able to do some cool work with you, man. Sit in the room and just... I don't know. Have fun.
Let us sing background, man. Shit.
Yeah, have fun.
I'm with that.
You know?
Thumb wrestle, maybe?
You don't want that. You don't want that, because this get different. Yeah, this is illegal in 8 countries. You can't, they don't even let me bring this motherfucker in, sir. Istanbul can't go right here, because this motherfucker right here. Just trying to let you know.
Thank
you, brother. I really got to say that, man, because, you know, it's a shortage of truly talented people that are standing on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? The compromise is real. Ultimately, people want to make money. They want to live. They want to be in the know, in the now. And it's a long road to be talented in today's time. And you are doing it with style and grace, my brother. And you're being very successful at it. So we salute you for that.
Thank you. We appreciate you for that.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Tank.
I'm Jay Valentine.
This is the R&B Money Podcast, the authority on all things R&B.
And Trap House Jazz.
And Trap House Jazz. And this has been the brother himself. Shades on. Don't matter. Do it all. Masejo.
R&B Money.
R&B Money is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Don't forget to subscribe to and rate our show. And you can connect with us on social media at Jay Valentine and at The Real Tank. For the extended episode, subscribe to youtube.com/R&B Money.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.